I go up to someone, it's like, if I give you 100 euros, would you, 100 euros, would you spend a day with me? And see who would. First person we went to, we're like, for 100 euros, would you spend a day with me? And they're like, 100 euros, so what? So you fuck my ass and I fuck yours? And I'm like, what?
Hi, this is Iris.
And this is Sophia.
And you're listening to Undressed.
Let's switch to English.
Switch languages so we get ready. Yeah.
Okay, hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
Have a very friendly guest today. Lucas. So yeah, here we are again with another guest. And yeah, who are you? Who is Lucas?
This is the first interview in English, actually. I just thought about it. Yeah, really? Yeah. So let's see how I do. I'm Lucas with Strangers. I do, for those who don't know, content online, helping people and making their dreams come true. That's basically pretty much it. Mostly on TikTok, now on Instagram.
Yeah, I just thought your name is in English,
right,
actually.
I know, because it started in English. My first videos
really?
Are in English. Yeah, yeah. Like my first 5 or 6 videos are in English.
I had no
really?
Idea.
But it's still in Porto.
Still in Porto.
In Porto. Yeah. And you went to talk to the people in English.
Yeah, I went to talk to strangers, asking them questions and... I don't know. I thought I was going to explode internationally and then I just realized Portugal is probably better to grow for me. So
that's what nice. I did. Yeah. So that's why you switched then.
Yeah, I did the switch
but it
really
was,
early.
Was it easy talking with people in English? Because not every Portuguese person
No,
because
I went to tourists. It made me so much... I was really scared of talking to people, actually. Mm. Really scared of talking to strangers. That's why I started, was to like lose that fear.
Mm-hmm.
And... So actually talking to tourists was better because I was just thinking they'll never see me again. So
yeah,
I'll just
smart.
Speak and they'll, yeah, they'll go away in a week. So that's fine.
Yeah, I would prefer to talk to tourists as well.
Yeah,
same.
It's way easier, yeah.
It's like, you're in my country.
You respect me, yeah.
Yeah, you respect me.
When I'm traveling, I feel like more free to talk with strangers too. And to, I don't know, even like shoot on the street because we are always shooting.
Yeah.
And it's so much easier because you feel like you're never going to see those people again.
Exactly.
So you're like...
Yeah, and they won't know you.
Yeah, could
better.
Care less. Yeah, yeah, that's really true.
So that's smart. And what, like, you've been doing this for how long? Like, content?
3 years and a half, I think, now.
3 years and a half.
Yeah.
What did you do before then?
a lot of things. I was mostly studying, but I dropped out of college. I was studying business. And then I opened my own business. And after that... Yeah, well, do you want me to tell you the story?
Of course.
Okay, because
that's why. That's what you're here for.
Because what I was doing before, I basically was just stuck in my house for a whole year without doing anything. Because back in 2020, I was kidnapped in the beginning of the year, and
you were kidnapped.
Yeah, while camping.
You're in Portugal.
In Portugal, Gaia. Fortunately, the place it was while I was camping, but the place closed now because of that, because of legal action.
Wait, because of your case?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Wow.
So, but it's closed now. Really lack of security there. And after that, as you can probably imagine, it was while I was sleeping. I couldn't talk to people anymore. I was really scared of being in the street. I tried to go the next few days after I escaped. And I don't know, I was always looking behind my back and
of
thinking
course,
something would happen. Yeah. And... So I slowly started having panic attacks in the street and retreating and
of
being
course,
closer and closer to home until to the point where just thinking of going out would make me have a panic attack. And then, I just stayed at home for a whole year. So that's pretty much what actually prompted me to do the Lucas with strangers because I needed to be with strangers. I needed to...
You need to force yourself.
Yeah.
Wow, that was like such a healthy like coping mechanism.
Yeah. It took me like a year to think about that.
But still, like the whole experience was so traumatic. I think a year is actually like...
Fair enough.
Fair.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think if I went to the street before, it wouldn't have gone as well. And
you
then,
had like help?
Yeah.
Okay.
Psychologist, psychiatrist, and neurotherapist, yeah.
Oh, that's nice. That's really good.
But it still didn't really help. I think in the end, the help always has to come from inside.
Within.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But wait, that's so crazy. So was this like a camping spot? Like a
Proper camping spot, yeah. I don't want to know the name.
Because
we're shooting this. I always say their name, but we're shooting this documentary now. And actually, we're recreating that scene. And we want to do it camping spots.
That's how is it called? What is the TV show that we saw where he reenacts his own things.
Like,
yeah, baby reindeer. Okay, like, yeah, giving a baby reindeer situation.
I never watched it,
sure.
But maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
So we're reenacting
news.
That. And we want
to
do
it. So excited to watch that.
So excited to see my kidnapping. That's yeah. A little cynical.
Like, not that part, but
no, we gotta be honest. We watch some like dark stuff. We kind of like it.
Yeah, me too. True crime is cool.
No, so. But yeah, on a more serious note, it's really like. Wow, props to you to be able to like do a whole documentary and going back to that. I bet it's like really hard.
Let's see how that goes. Yeah, for now it's easy just thinking about it. But when I'm there, I don't know how that's gonna.
So
but
you're gonna go back to the place?
Not the place is closed. So oh, yeah. We want to go. They but it's a huge chain. So we want to go to another one and reenact the thing. But they don't know what we're shooting. So
thank God they wouldn't allow it.
So I don't want to say their name now. So
yeah,
they don't
no,
get,
for
you
sure.
Know,
yeah, it's not important to the story. Anyways.
Right, yeah, exactly.
But are you acting in the documentary?
Yeah.
You're playing yourself.
I'm playing myself. So that's like a flashback I'm having. But most of it is just real-time action of,
Oh my God. So when can we... Is it going to be in Portuguese?
It's going to be in Portuguese and French.
Wow, and when can we expect it?
Next year.
Okay,
so
cool.
It's being delayed and delayed and delayed. Yeah. It's a lot of problems, but yeah, it's going to be really cool.
But you're going to go through your trauma again. It's crazy.
That's, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it can be healing, let's see.
Or not.
Or
yeah,
not,
I'm
yeah.
Kind of afraid of going
like,
back
or
to
not,
the...
Or not, and let's see.
I don't know. Let's find out, you know? If it goes back, I'll get through it again, I hope.
But so. You were with people, like friends.
I was with my ex-girlfriend at the time. Mm. Yeah,
just
I was
actually, two?
Just the two of us, yeah. I was actually thinking of... I asked her, like, hey, do you want to come and reenact instead of getting an actress, you know? And she was like, hell no, what the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah. That's a little more.
Back to that. Because it was pretty... I think it was even worse for her. You know, she was sexually assaulted at the time. So it's not...
oh, my God.
Not very easy.
Yeah
for
so,
sure.
Yeah.
Can I ask for how long was
yeah,
this?
Pretty short. Pretty short. It was 6-7 hours only. So it was really...
Only?
That's most kidnappings last longer, you know? So I was on the lucky side. So they tried to get another... So they locked us in this cabin. And they did all sorts of terrible things and threatened to kill us for a long time with weapons. And then they
with
tried
weapons.
To get another...
They
yeah,
had weapons?
Of course. That's... Fortunately, to be honest, because it increased their jail time. After. So, but scarier for us, of course. And then they try to get another couple that was also camping. I don't know why, because they were stupid. And they went, but that couple actually put up a big fight. And they ended up being stabbed in the end, but survived. And
wait, the couple?
Yeah, the other one. Of course, they put up a fight. You know, you don't fight people that are with a knife. And
damn.
So yeah, but at that point it was such a mess. They made so much noise, broke glass and everything that they got too scared someone would hear and they just said, okay, let's go. And they left.
But they went to another cabin.
Yeah.
So they left you in that cabin.
Yeah,
like,
with one
locked?
Person watching us. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's fucking insane. Like,
yeah, it was really
like that happening in Gaia, which is like for me, it's like so
yeah, it's so close. It's where
so
I live,
close,
you know.
So safe. So like safe.
Yeah. Yeah,
wow, that's fucking
it's
insane.
It's not something that you hear. You know, it's not like a famous
you don't
case
hear
or
about
anything.
It.
Not at all, yeah. We try to keep it really private at the time, too, because it's hard enough to deal with it.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't even go to court at the time, just FaceTime because I got like a psychiatry note. But yeah, it's right there. I was doing a video diary at the time. And I actually have a video I was doing like a couple of hours before that happened that night. You know, just living my life. And I look back and I was like, fuck, I had no idea.
Fuck.
That was about to come.
Yeah, like absolutely no. It was just such a relaxing weekend. The beginning of a relationship. It was right in the beginning of the relationship. It was just like, chilling.
It ruined everything.
Yeah, completely, yeah. Really bad.
Are they all in jail?
They are, for 8 years. So that's
eight.
My God.
But right now, less. So
unless they escape, like the other ones this week, there were like five prisoners that escaped here in Portugal.
Maybe it's them. Who knows?
through a ladder, right?
Through just random ladder.
But what were your kidnappers trying to gain from it? Like
have
what
fun.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's
what they said. Yeah, it's stupid. What can I tell?
Were they young, like kids?
One of them was my age, so now he's 24, and the other one was 40. And I think there's a third one, but it's not confirmed. It's my theory. So I think there's...
Were you blindfolded?
Just heads down to a pillow. And so, but we can never like see, they would never let us look, right? But yeah. The thing that doesn't make sense is there was one person watching us in the cabin, and supposedly another one went to kidnap two more, but those two more that were kidnapped saw two people. So it's like, how is there one person with us and two more people? But he never got caught.
Oh, so they are not all in jail.
Yeah, because we only saw two at the same time. And they also saw two at the same time. So Jay just assumed, it's two people. And so, yeah, maybe there's another one. Who knows? I'll never know.
Yeah, at least they were caught.
Yeah.
There's so many.
I was lucky.
Honestly, I'm glad, you're, here and,
I'm safe.
In a mentally good space.
Right now,
I'm really glad for everything that came out. So,
thanks.
Yeah, it's really nice what you're doing.
Me too.
For everyone, yeah.
And it kind of influenced you to this journey, right? To talk with strangers.
I say it's the best day of my life, to be honest. Because it totally took me from a career that I kind of liked, but not really, to a place where I'm really happy, you know? So, thankful for them.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at them. So, that's good.
But you said you had a business?
Yeah, it's like an Uber fleet.
Cool.
Yeah, pretty small.
And then you dropped it.
I dropped it, yeah. I couldn't, from that time, I couldn't manage it. I was just too, I couldn't leave my house, you know, so it's pretty, had to drop everything. That was the hardest part. I lost all or most of my friends. Relationship with my family also wasn't the best at the time. So I had to lose everything, but sometimes you really have to lose everything to start a new path. So I lost friends, relationship, family. Family, I didn't lose them. But at the time, we really got away. I moved out. And lost my business. But then, started fresh and new. And I really like where I am right now. So it was, in the end, it was good.
So it was around COVID times? Or
yeah. Wow. Also, yeah.
Great timing.
Right? Everyone was having some shit going on.
At least everyone was inside the house.
Right? There we go. It was a great excuse for me at the time.
Oh my God.
But now you're doing this full time.
Yeah. For 2 years now. Yeah.
Do you love it?
I love it. Yeah.
Yeah.
To be honest, pretty much. Yeah.
You have a phase where you're inspired and others where you're not, because we have that. Do you go through that or are you always inspired?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
If you sometimes feel uninspired,
yeah,
although you like your job.
Yeah. I go through a lot of phases. You can see in my page. I either post six videos in a row, or I post an average of a video a month only.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm on one of those uninspired phases.
Yeah, we noticed that your last video was in August?
Pretty much. I posted one now, but before that, it's been a while.
Yeah,
3 months, I think. But I just shot another one yesterday.
Okay,
so
they're
coming. Yeah, I'm coming back. But I like to take those breaks. Mm-hmm. It gets pretty... I don't like when it becomes very much of a business thing, that's the problem. So, because especially in what I'm doing, I'm helping people, it's lives. I don't want to ever look at people as views or this video, this is going to get a lot of views or this is a good choice. So I like to step back and come back when I want to help people again. So
for sure. But in those 3 months, are you brainstorming? Are you taking time for yourself? Are you doing everything? Are you both what goes behind your social media basically?
Mostly, I just travel. I like to travel a lot. It's good. I really like to just relax. It's taking full holidays. Of course, you have ideas while you're out. Of course, as you, it's our job. So we're always thinking about it a little.
Yeah.
But I'm not actively trying to do something. It's just if the right story appears, I'll take it. Otherwise, I'll just enjoy life a little bit. And also, back the last 3 months, I was also working heavily on the documentary. So not as much in the social media side. But I was still working a lot, but just unseen until next year. So,
And your videos, they seem to have a lot of preparation, or at least there's this time frame sometimes. You take people away, their home country or something to visit family.
Yeah.
It must take some months to record.
Sometimes. Before I took sometimes 3 months to plan a video and to do everything, I actually just shot one yesterday precisely of reuniting a family. It's this homeless guy in Lisbon. He came to Portugal 13 years ago. He was working fine. Then he got really bad health issue. He showed me he had to remove half of his lung and half of his pancreas. And he just really wants to go back to his mom. He's 50 something, but It's just so sweet. He really misses his mom. His mom doesn't know he's homeless now. And yeah, we're taking him there. But fortunately, now I have a little bit more means that I can just do it. I can book the tickets for tomorrow, and that's fine.
Okay.
So we're probably... I recorded yesterday the first time I met him, and we're probably going to go there before the 18th. So it's going to be...
Oh.
It's way faster so now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I heard about him 2 days before that. So right now it's a little faster because I have more resources, but before it was impossible, you know?
Yeah.
You kind of raise funds and et cetera. So.
You do everything on your own, or sometimes you have like... sponsors like for flights or for hotel, for whatever, for the video?
It usually comes the other way around. Usually the sponsors come and they ask for a story that fits what they want to do.
Yeah, purpose.
Because, for example, now I wanted to do this trip. I would love for it to be sponsored, but then it's going to take months. And, you know, I just prefer to do it. I'm in one of those phases where I really don't want to think too much about money. I also just want to, you know.
Help.
Yeah, just want to do it. Like, I can't put that guy living in a van waiting for like another 3 months. Not gonna, just gonna do it, you know.
When you go to the street to talk with people, you don't know what like stories are gonna pop. So you don't know how to help, right? You just go randomly.
Depends, you know. Okay. Sometimes, for example, this guy, that's the thing. I try in my videos to make it seem as spontaneous as possible. Mm-hmm. And the person is always 100% surprised. One of my criteria is they can't know who I am at all.
Okay.
So that's part of it. But I usually know who they are, right? So there's a lot of research behind it. And sometimes it's exhaustive research. In this case, there's this volunteer, Filipa. She just does an amazing work in the streets helping people. And she posted a video of him and tagged me. And I was like, okay, look, the research is there. Like, she just told me the whole story.
Yeah.
So I just decided to step in and go. That's why it was also so fast, because I didn't need to look for it. But a lot of the times it's also spontaneous. And usually people surprise you in the positive way. Like, people are really nice, and also they have amazing stories and amazing dreams. So it's not hard to go up to a human being and find something amazing to make happen, you know, to make come true. So.
And I saw you the other day recording.
When? Really?
But I didn't want to interrupt because you were giving money to like a couple.
Oh yeah.
On the street.
Oh my
God. I was
like,
okay, I'm not gonna ruin his video.
It was probably a retake.
It looked legit.
Oh my God, that recording was so bad because I always shoot GoPro also, and the GoPro died, and so we didn't have footage of that, so we needed to retake the movement of giving money with just the like. The giving money. So we were doing that over and over. And people were just looking in the streets, probably thinking, oh my God, these guys' videos are fake.
Yeah,
and
I'm like, no, I promise.
It's like just holding a camera here and doing that. So I hope no one thinks that. It was just a retake.
Oh no. I saw you talking. It looked legit.
Okay. Like, good.
So sometimes you do record stuff that doesn't end up on the internet?
Yeah, a lot of the times. I have a lot of unreleased videos. Mm. One of my favorite, I hope I release one day, but I was in the Maldives doing this video with a couple. I took them to, the guy wanted to propose to his girlfriend, so we went to the Maldives to do that. Really beautiful.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, that was honestly amazing. I don't know how I can ever top
said
that
no.
up.
Like, I can't
she said no?
No, she said it. She said yes. But honestly, great video if she said no too, right?
Yeah. So,
but she said yes. And there was this desert island in front of our island. And I was like, oh my God, we should do some Mr. Beast type video there.
Yeah.
Like, so we did a hide and seek for prize money. I found some followers in the resort also. And I invited them to come over and do like this hide and seek in that island.
Oh my God, you have to post that.
I know. I have
that
all the footage.
That's insane.
Just, yeah. It was really cool. Everyone had their own camera. And like, it's really cool, but it's just so hard to edit and to make it into a minute video that I don't know what
to
do
with
it.
Maybe you can do like different parts.
Maybe.
Still gonna.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm very like picky with quality. I don't like doing something that won't perform well. So that video is sitting on the computer for like.
It could also be like a YouTube almost because it's long, right?
Yeah. To be honest, yeah.
Yeah.
It could.
It's very good.
And like on your videos, I think they're really funny sometimes because you're literally like giving 1,000 euros to someone and they're like, oh, I have to go catch a train.
Yeah.
And like, how do you deal? How do you deal with that? Like, have you ever had like a really bad reaction?
Yeah. Can I say curse words here? It's fine.
Yeah,
right?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if I'm going to post that, but there's this video that also is shot and still not posted. But the premise of the video was I go up to someone and it's like, If I give you 100 euros, would you 100 euros, would you spend a day with me? And see who would. First person we went to, like, for 100 euros, would you spend a day with me? And they're like, 100 euros? So what? So you fuck my ass and I fuck yours? And I'm like, what?
In Portuguese.
Like in Portuguese.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So funny. And like, I'm
already imagining him in Portuguese. He's really like, so funny.
It's so funny. He's missing like two teeth and like the front, completely drunk. Like, it's so like iconic. I don't know. Portuguese people just answer in the most like funny ways all the time. So yeah, there's a lot of comedy also sometimes. I don't know. So.
But you're always like, chill. It never gets to you, right? Like,
what do you mean? No, of course not. Yeah, I'm having fun. I'm laughing too.
You're having fun.
Like yesterday, also, the premise was an old one that I repurposed was for 100 euro. Do you prefer 100 euros for yourself or 1,000 to someone else that needs? And this guy's like, 100, of course. And what are you going to spend it on? It's like, I'm going to the motel with my girlfriend, buying some Viagra to keep my, you know.
Okay.
It's like, thanks.
Like, thanks for the info.
Amazing. Yeah. And he knew it was being recorded. So I just don't know what's in people's heads sometimes. But people are funny. Yeah.
So. But the girlfriend would be proud to see the video.
Yeah. We might actually post that answer. So let's see their reaction. You know?
Portuguese people are too honest sometimes.
Yeah.
And we curse a lot. So I bet like if you want to keep it like free of cursing, you need to cut a lot.
You need to put a lot. Yeah. That's true.
But like you were saying that sometimes that reaction of not trusting you or whatever doesn't get to you. But do you bring home like other types of thoughts like you can't separate from some story or something that gets too heavy and you carry that?
100%. Yeah. 100%. Like it gets to you. There's a story. Sometimes I don't even notice because I have this policy. I don't know if it's good or not. I'm still finding out of like not being sad at all. I just like
you're always smiling.
I'm always happy. Always smiling. Even if I'm sad, I'm like, okay, is this thing gonna affect me in a year? No. Okay, then I get like 10 minutes to be sad and then happy time. And so I put some happy music and I just shove it down, and it works. But sometimes I notice that there's some things clinging. And the other day they showed me this video, this old guy that I helped, Senor Julio, super sweet old man. And they just went to his house for an interview and they recorded him. And he's saying that he misses me and he's just literally crying and saying that he hopes I didn't forget about him.
Oh my God, stop. I'm good.
And I'm like, I just started crying looking at that. And and I realized that a lot of the times I feel like I can't do enough for people because I can.
You're only one person,
It's true,
you
but
can
still.
You can multiply yourself,
I do have a good following, you know, and they help, but a lot of the times I feel like, I'm really powerless. There are so many stories that I want to help. Like currently, my biggest project is in Burkina Faso in Africa. We're building schools there, and it's going through a terrible, terrible phase there. Yeah. It's the country with the most deaths by terrorism in the world, and it has 1.9 million orphans right now just because of the attacks. So it's crazy. And I go there and I'm building like three schools. Okay, that's like 1,000 kids. Great. What about the other like 1.9 million kids?
Yeah, and like how do you decide who gets to
you're already doing so much more than a normal person, but at the same time you feel like
I'm doing nothing. It's a drop in the ocean, you know. So yeah, that gets to you sometimes. Because the more I do, the more I feel like I didn't do. And so, yeah, that's always like a bittersweet feeling. But sometimes there are some stories that are good. I just got this video from this girl that I took to Brazil to visit her mom. And she just told me that she actually, after that, moved to Brazil. She loved it so much to be with her family that she's going to stay there. So sometimes you do change lives without even understanding. Yeah. But a lot of the times you try to change a life and you can't. And after a few months, the life is the same. So yeah, it gets to you. But
you do a lot. You do a lot. And I bet you help so many people. And the schools, that's crazy. You're building three schools on your own.
Or more. I hope to do more.
And have you visited?
Not yet. Going first time next month. Yeah.
Is it dangerous to visit now?
Yeah. Really, 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 really dangerous. Yeah. I mean, the Portuguese embassy, we try to say, okay, we're going there. And first of all, they are not even there anymore. They're just doing like remote embassy.
Oh my God. And you're going.
Because security reasons, So, and the second thing is like, we're not even going to help you because we don't want to be associated to any project going there. Mm. And we're like, okay. That's
oh my god,
tough.
Really?
So I hope I hope this is not my last interview. but
can you just go? Do you not need like a visa or something?
We do need a visa, yeah. But getting a visa is pretty easy.
Okay.
But then it's mostly security reasons.
Yeah.
It's pretty. There's a lot of attacks. So
yeah,
it's like 3,000 or something. That's per year of. I mean, even. It 25th of August now, there was a massacre of like 200 people next to the Capitol. So, let's see how that goes. I hope I'm not one of those people. But again, those are the places where I think I'm really needed also. Mm.
Yeah.
You know, here, we're living pretty well.
Yeah.
So
we have that question here for you. Like if you want to help abroad too, and I'm seeing that you want.
There you go. Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
pretty much.
But how do you plan something like that? Like, how do you know you're already going to do three, maybe more? Like, did you contact someone from there?
We have a construction company. Okay. We have a production company there too, in association to another production company here. So that's what I've been doing for the last 3 months.
Did all of the work yourself, like all of the background check you contacted?
A good friend of mine, also named Lucas, Lucas Nevis. And he's collaborating with me on this and helping me with a lot of the things, especially motivation, because it's when it's so many tasks, it's such a big project, sometimes it gets overwhelming, but it's going well. It's taking a while, but I really think we're going to do it by the end of this year. So you're going to hear about it.
Yeah. Some it's part of like here. Content too, or are you
It's
separating?
For the documentary. For the documentary. Yeah.
Oh, that's so nice.
That's the main focus of it. Mostly the fundraising process here. We want to do... I'm spoiling so much here.
but it's, you did it.
Good for you. We want to do like some big, you know, Live Aid, how they did it for... Okay, so we want to do like this concert from morning to night with the biggest Portuguese artists and just fundraise like that. So let's see how that goes. It's a lot of big ideas that I hope come true.
That's really nice. That's really cool. I was thinking the other day, because there was a phase where so many of those like a charity concerts happened. I feel like... 90s and 2000s and then it stopped and I'm like, why?
I don't know.
They were really good. Yeah.
So we want to bring that back here and do it massive. Yeah. So let's see.
I love how you just like you just have very good ideas.
Yeah. And they are keep getting like bigger. So
that's the problem. Schools, it keeps getting harder and harder.
Like schools, what's next? Schools is something that you really want to like build a lot and pursue that.
I want to do it one time and then next
another
project. I don't like to.
Is it hard to then find like teachers?
Yeah, but fortunately we also have an NGO there that is like helping with that. So it's not that hard, but it is a problem also. Yeah, but there's a lot of volunteers too. Fortunately, there's sometimes just not the resources to build. You know.
Because
it's still. Fairly expensive, way cheaper than here.
I bet.
But it's still just a school there is like 50,000, which is like way cheaper than building here, but it's still like expensive for most people there because for them it's millions in their currency. So,
Do you hear a lot about like comparing you to Mr. Beast because you're talking about him and the work you do kind of like relates, you know, sometimes?
Yeah.
Do you hear it a lot? Do you like Mr. Beast?
Most of the times, it's my most commented expression on my videos. Okay. It's Mr. Beast. So there's definitely... I'm a little younger than him. He's definitely a reference as to what you can do as a creator. He does have his controversies, but I think that's good for me to learn too.
Okay.
But I want to make him jealous. You know, I want to be bigger than him one day.
Really?
So that's, I hate that someone is doing more than me. So... Even in the schools, like he built one school. I want to build three or more. You know?
I see.
And he built it in a really easy country. I want to build it in like the most affected country by terrorism. Okay. So I want him and everyone to look at me as like a reference that you can do more too. So I don't want to be looking at someone else. But he's definitely, as much as I hate to admit it, it's still like a big reference and I still have a lot to achieve.
Why do you hate to admit it? You feel like he could do more?
I could do more, yeah. He's doing really well. So he's very focused, way more than me. He doesn't take those stupid 3-month breaks that I take.
But he also has like a big team now. He does.
Yeah. But that, I mean, he had to build that, right?
I could be building that, of course.
I do have a growing team, but but you know, I always feel jealous of people that are doing more in a good sense, like good competitive sense of like, if they can do it, I can do it too.
Yeah.
So when do I get there? And so, that's part of the reasons why I always want to do more and more, because I feel like I'm not doing nearly enough. So.
And I feel like he's very smart also, because he, like the thing that he does all the languages with channels.
That's next step also for me. So we're already planning it. So
yeah, makes sense.
Especially for Brazil, because unfortunately they don't understand our accent too well.
Yeah, that's crazy. So that's so make it make sense.
Yeah, I don't understand.
We understand everything they say, but they don't. I feel like we are more like closed speaking, so maybe that's
why. Yeah, it's harder. Yeah, they're more like clear.
There's like this big meme on TikTok that was like a Brazilian football player, and like this Portuguese interviewer came to him, and he was like, she was talking Portuguese, and she was like, "Hi, like, so how was the game for you? Like, we saw that you did this and that and that," and like his face is like super excited in the beginning, and he was like,
"I saw that, yeah."
You know? So it's like literally the same language, but he's like so confused. He's like, what?
Poor thing.
It's really funny.
Because it's really different. So I want to translate things to Brazilian Portuguese first. And then who knows, more languages. Yeah.
Makes sense. I don't know if we're going to be the first Portuguese to surpass Mr. Beast, because Cristiano is right up in there now.
Cristiano is always going to, you know.
Created a YouTube channel in his...
You can compete with Cristiano.
Yeah. National audience is like... Sorry. I never want to have a bigger audience than Mr. Beast, because that's just... It's an undoable for now.
Yeah.
You know, maybe as I was saying that, I was like, maybe one day, who knows. But it's as in a Portuguese audience or a Portuguese-speaking audience, I just want to do more than him, not be bigger than him.
Oh,
you know? That's
so in terms
mostly
of
where I
the things you actually do for people.
Yeah. I don't care if I have like a smaller audience, as long as I can do it. It means like it's even more impressive because I'm working with a smaller audience, you know. So that's mostly what I want to do. Have more impact. Not really.
And it's not about the audience at the end of the day.
Because I hate it. I hate the fame part. Like that's why I also love traveling so much, because I don't get recognized. It's like I feel really myself there.
Yeah.
And here.
Do you get recognized a lot here?
Yeah. So, and that became a little bit... I like when people come. I appreciate it. It's just sometimes it feels like people see you just for that. Mm. And not, and you can't have a lot of privacy in the streets. Like, I like to be a fun guy and be relaxed in the street. And sometimes I can't be... It's not people's fault. It's my fault. I just don't feel...
You feel self-conscious.
I don't feel confident enough to be acting like myself.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I don't want to be more famous. I just want to do more, you know?
Yeah, okay.
So. But it can happen. You can
It will happen. Inevitably, yeah.
Do you get a lot of people like coming to you asking for help?
Mm-hmm.
Already, yeah.
That's the hardest part.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to ask, like, how do you know how to, like...
Boundaries, right?
Yeah, boundaries, set boundaries. How do you know who you get to help? Like, how do you do that?
We do have our... internal rules, and one of them is just we don't help people that ask for help, which is, it may seem cruel, but we're not helping less people because of that, because there's a lot of people needing help. It's just we got a lot of scam attempts and a lot of people asking for help and they didn't need and also I want to see that genuine happiness, and happiness comes when something isn't expected. If you're expecting something, you're always going to be disappointed. Even if I help you, imagine, like, I give someone, like, 10,000 euros. Well, there's people I gave 25. So they're always going to be, well, you give 25,000 to that person and only 10,000 to me. So people are always going to be disappointed. As if you take someone that didn't know me, like this homeless guy I helped yesterday, well, he's always going to be grateful for anything. Like, so I like that. I want more net happiness, and I want... to have that bigger impact. And I think I can also just have that if the person doesn't know who I am and and doesn't have expectations. So that boundary is very set. How do I tell that to people?
Yeah.
It's hard.
Tougher problem. Yeah. So
you said we have a rule. Who is we? Is you and that friend you
so,
talked about?
No, Lucas is only working the documentary, but then I do have a producer that sort of starts a lot of the stories out. Then another one that goes and does the first filtering. And then someone that qualifies the leads that we have, because we have a lot of requests. And then just another five people that deal with more brand deals and logistics, making things happen. So there's already like something working in the background, people working in the background. But Yeah, which is usually what I do is I just tell people to, you know, talk to them and see how it goes. But they know the rules, and they know the rule is like, we don't help people that ask for help.
Yeah,
got usually. It. Unless I might do it if there's some extraordinary case that happens. But as of right now, like, no.
Yeah.
We just
makes
don't.
Sense. Mm-hmm. So in terms for like next steps and projects, besides the school, it's just like to create content and keep like and surpassing yourself in the documentary.
No, besides the school and the documentary, like no pressure. What else are you doing? Because we're not doing anything compared to you.
No, you are. I think you're doing more. You know, I'm jealous of how much you post. To be honest, I don't know how you do it.
It doesn't take us like
no. It's not. There's no comparison. It's not even start. It's not completely different.
Yeah, we're just playing outfits.
You're doing amazing. Honestly, if I could decide, and I can decide, but if I could only do what I wanted, I would like just take a few months and purely work on the documentary, which is what I was doing. But I mean, my managers are on my ass already, and being like, you need to post. And I do need to post. So I just want to keep posting lighter videos with not as much work, quicker things to do, and keep focusing on the school and big projects. And then after that, who knows, you know? I don't know what's going to come from that. So.
We'll be waiting for the documentary and for the island video. I'm so excited to
see
that.
Island video.
It was really fun, actually. You to edit that.
And everything, like, it was so tense. The whole, like, it just played out so well.
Yeah.
I really love that video.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I can imagine. I love those types of videos.
Very entertaining. Yeah. I feel like it's time. For our spicy questions.
You feel?
I feel it's time.
Let's go.
I'm scared.
People time. So let's explain for the new watchers. Basically, we have spicy questions on this bowl. And there's like 10 here, but you only take 5. And you only have one path. So only one of them you cannot reply to.
How hard are they?
I think they are pretty easy for you today, we were, but really? Let's see.
Okay, we were good. We were good.
Okay. Yeah.
This one seems easy. Okay.
It has my handwriting today.
Yeah?
Because our printer is broken.
It's beautiful.
So hope you like it.
It's beautiful. It's so beautiful.
It is. Look at that. It's so cute. Who is your favorite person to help? Okay. It is spicy because it's bad to answer.
Yeah,
but
it is.
It's like name dropping.
We were like, what are we going to ask?
How can we spice things up?
Well, I need to think
maybe
about that.
Maybe it's not favorite as in maybe the one, I don't know, the one you remember more fondly. I don't know.
That's even worse.
Yeah, it's even worse. I'm sorry, I'm making it worse.
Well, I think... not my favorite person, but maybe one of my favorite moments, which was very empowering for me because I realized I could do more. Because I was doing a lot of small things like giving McDonald's, giving nuggets, like really small, tiny actions. And this guy, guy in a wheelchair in Santa Catarina, he heard about that. He heard that, there's this guy in wearing pink, like doing
he's
small actions.
Nuggies.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm gonna look for the pink man to get my nuggets.
So he didn't ask me for nuggets, unfortunately. Or fortunately, he misunderstood the whole thing.
Oh.
And he just thought that I was helping people. And so he was like, hey man, can you help me? Like, I need a new wheelchair. Mm-hmm. I was like, bro, no, I can't do that. So I told him no. And I went away, and then I immediately felt super guilty.
Yeah.
So I went back to him, and I was like, you know what? Okay, let's try to make that happen. I have no idea how. And so I just posted a story on Instagram, and I had a very small Instagram at the time. I had like 8,000 followers or something. And I posted a story asking for a wheelchair, if someone had one. And this guy had one in Lisbon.
Oh my God,
follower,
that's so
nice. And then I didn't have money to go to Lisbon and come back at the time. So I asked another person to do that. And there was this other follower that the next day was coming from Lisbon to Porto. So in a matter of like 2 days, we get a wheelchair for this guy that completely changed his life until the end of his life. And at that moment, I realized, what the fuck am I doing giving nuggets? You know, I should be doing more of this. And it was my favorite moment because I really...
That's when it all changed then.
Completely changed.
Yeah.
It stopped being like a fun little TikTok thing to fuck, I changed the life and I want to do it more. So love that guy. He died, which is also a reason why it's so special. Because we didn't get a lot of time after that. Yeah. But every time I went in the street, he was super grateful. And always still, like, after a year and a half, still thanking me for that every day. So very, very, very nice guy. So
worth it.
Yeah, for real. Yeah. Okay, next one.
We're trying to get spicy, but we're going to finish this crying.
I think I'm going to cry. I had like two moments where it's tears in my eyes. Yeah. I feel like shit now. I'm like, I don't do anything. Oh my God.
Who's your Portuguese celeb crush? Okay, this is spicy.
Yeah, that's a lighter one.
Okay, a lighter one? I was going to use my pass on this one. I can't wait for the other ones. Celebrity crush. You know,
especially because you're not single.
I'm not single now. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry.
We're sorry. Lucas' girlfriend.
You know, I never had celebrity crushes.
I never had
celebrity crushes recently, no. But, okay, I did. Oh, fuck, I did that. But, I'm gonna pass this one.
He thought of someone.
Yeah. Okay. People know me. It's too close. I can't.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough.
But now you have zero passes.
Yeah.
Just warning you.
Are the other ones worse?
No. Let's see.
Okay.
But maybe. But I thought that one wasn't bad. So who knows?
I'm scared now. Okay.
Okay.
Name an overrated content creator. See, this for me is easy.
Really? I would pass that one. I don't want to have beef with anyone.
No, I don't mind. I just need to think, well, who? But there's a lot.
Please just don't say us.
Yeah.
We are not ready for that.
He was like, eh.
You're not ready for it. No. Does it have to be Portuguese? Or?
No. No,
good. Sure. So they won't even...
Yeah.
Overrated.
Yeah, we should have put Portuguese.
I instantly thought of Portuguese people. Yeah.
You can say Portuguese.
I think you shared some with us.
Yeah, did
once I? Once in an event long
probably,
ago.
Probably, yeah. Okay. No offense to you, man. He's Portuguese.
Okay.
But, but yeah, no, you know what? I think it's wrong. And I think someone should say it, and no one does.
Good for you.
So, man, I never met you in person. I'm not even going to talk to you because I feel that's worse. Fui Carlota, you know? I don't know. Most followed Portuguese TikToker.
The surfer guy.
The what?
Surfer guy?
No. Who's the surfer guy?
I don't know.
Maybe another overrated. Like
there's this Portuguese couple, and he's a surfer. And I know.
I don't know.
The ones that build like hotels.
Explorers?
No, that's Explorers. Oh.
Yeah.
Who is him?
He's the most followed one. That's why
can we see?
Yeah, you can. And here's. He's gonna be so mad at me.
Do you know him in person?
No, I don't.
Okay, it's fine.
I wish, you know, like he seems like a genuinely friend guy, just this dad guy, really dad vibe that. I don't know, started posting content. The problem is, how many followers does he have right now?
9 million?
Yeah, you see.
How do we not know? We are literally
no I'm going to explain why you don't.
Portuguese girlies.
No way. It's like sketches?
Now it's good. The thing is, he improved so much. But
wait. It seems like he copies this Brazilian guy with his wig. It's.
I wasn't even going to say that. I think he actually improved a lot. But he grew by posting other people's content, literally.
In Portuguese.
No.
Oh, it's
straight up
really?
Ripping it off from YouTube, posting it on TikTok, getting a gazillion views, like 100 million views, and growing a lot of followers like that. And yeah, that's just wrong.
Yeah. Wow.
And most of his followers came from content that's not his. Not like reactions, no, like not repurposing content. No, literally just posting screen recordings of YouTube content, which I think is really not correct. And so...
Oh, screen recordings of other content.
Yeah. Okay. Mostly zombie content.
Really?
Yeah, zombie, Walking Dead things. Yeah. So, like, I don't know. I don't think that's correct. It's actually illegal, but I'm glad he changed. I'm happy that he
now
changed
now it's more like
skits, right?
Comedy skits.
Yeah. Happy for that. everything you grow from now on, genuine, good. But it's still overrated because most of like those followers are come from something that I really don't agree with. And I don't think other people should be stealing content, you know.
So oh, I see.
That's like...
Yeah.
I didn't know him. Maybe
I didn't know him either.
Maybe thankfully he didn't came to my algorithm.
Maybe yeah. did, but you just yeah. didn't know it was him.
Yeah, maybe.
That's
maybe.
The, you know. Okay. That was, I feel like okay, a terrible that, person that now, but someone needs to say it, you know?
To go. It wasn't even that bad.
It's just overrated.
Because he's like, he's compensating now.
He's yeah, he's doing improving. So now, that's so yeah. good. But who am I to judge, you know, yeah, like to tell yeah. people what to do? Yeah. But it's just, yeah, don't do illegal things. And then
you had to say someone.
Right? Okay.
Yeah. You have zero passes, so you have to.
Have you? Yes. Have you ever deleted a video for lack of views? Yes. Usually for re-editing. I did it really recently. If you notice, there's a video I have on Instagram and I don't have on TikTok.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm just gonna put it on the ground. It's easy.
Yeah.
Not even ashamed of it. Sometimes editing just goes wrong and you need to do some re-edits. So in that last video, what happened is I put too much of a section of helping homeless people in silence. And I thought I wanted to test that out. Mm-hmm. So as soon as we got the first 50 million views, I saw the retention rate. I thought, okay, this retention is shit. Mm-hmm. So delete it and then re-edit. So
yeah.
It's going to be reposted sometime soon when we cut that last part. So
you really study your analytics. And
yeah, that's like the most. That's how I decide how to start a video, what to do. I always have, like, I do an... Okay, it's people don't care. But yeah, I do a very, very intensive analysis of the retention rates. Yeah. With a lot of second formulas that relate to the main graph. So you can get like attention peaks and attention decreases out of it. So yeah.
It's great because we are like the worst at that. We don't
it's really important, you know?
Yeah.
But you guys are doing great, so keep doing what you're doing.
I think it's good. Yeah.
It's a different type of audience.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's very different. I think we just post whatever we would post if we didn't do this for a living.
Exactly.
Yeah. We really like posting this type of content. Okay. And eventually, like, the views come. But we definitely know some stuff that we could do that would be viral. Yeah. But we just prefer to just post what we like. But I think it's very different.
That's better.
I also think that we kind of know that if we get to that, like, circle of, like, caring a lot about the metrics of it. I know I'm gonna be like obsessed with it, and maybe I'm gonna be like, but I feel like for other people, actually studying it and applying it might be what works. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I feel like for me, it would maybe be bad for my mental health.
Yeah, because it's our image. I feel like that's the big difference. Yeah. Because you work with like acts of kindness and like stuff you build for people. And
yeah, it's
and
not me. It's like people so care for the other person.
Yeah. Of course. If you see like people don't care for this part of the video, you can edit out. Imagine like every time your face appears, it's when people disconnect.
Or when you talk. Yeah. Or,
yeah. Yeah. But for you, like, it's really like, I wanted to get like to more people because then I'll be
you can
able
help
to
even
help
more people.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. But for us, it's like, am I ugly?
Yeah.
No, my outfit's bad. No. But yeah. So yeah.
And also I just love it. I'm very analytical. I love, like, that's one of my favorite things to do is analyzing retention rates. So I do it for other people. I do it for some of my friends.
Yeah
I give them my formulas and we also do it together. So I love doing it because it's just, I don't know, for me it's fun. So
yeah, that's nice. That's nice.
Next. How many have you done?
One left, right?
That was so easy.
You're doing great.
I'm glad I passed that one.
You're doing
honestly.
Great. Yeah, but when
it's not even recent.
When the video is off, I'm gonna know your Portuguese crush.
Okay, you can know it's not anymore, definitely for sure. But it used to be 2 years ago or 3 years ago.
Oh, that's right, pretty recent.
Wow, that's when I started my career.
Yeah.
Have you ever staged any video? No. Easy.
That's easy.
Yeah.
But
that's an easy.
One thing that happens is retakes, which that thing I told.
Like
and
the
there's
money,
one.
Money.
Oh my God. Okay, there's one. This is a fun fact. I don't think anyone knows about this, but you can go check it out. It's with the Julio guy. The guy that the old guy, birthday guy. Okay, so you can go check it out. Even if you don't understand Portuguese, you can see that there's some scenes where the hat is on and the hat is off and the hat is on and the hat is off. Like every cut there is, like the hat appears and disappears. because the fucking camera died. Also, it happens too often. And so one of the cameras, which is not facing at the person, is the one that's facing me, was all reshot. So we had to go back to the location. And you can just see, like, kind of in the back of his face that he's so confused about what's going on. Because we just had to explain, hey, the video didn't go well. Can we, like, you don't need to say anything. I'll just repeat my sentences again. So I went with a list of sentences and just sit in the back. Yeah. So, yeah, that sucks. But you can't stage a video like that. Because people's reaction, it's like, I mean, it's just seeing, I don't know if I should, but like Portuguese cinema, you know, there's a lot of good actors. Currently a lot more than before. But there's also a lot of bad ones. And you can just see like the good ones are like a handful of them. So it's really hard to find like good people that can just fake it so well. So, I mean, you can't fake that kind of emotion. It's just you can see it in people's eyes. And so, yeah, whoever thinks videos are staged, it's like they don't live in real life, I think.
Yeah. And technical problems happen. Like we had it here before and it's so hard to reenact. Like,
yeah, no.
Sometimes we talk and then we see one of the cameras being dead and it's impossible to reenact all that talk. Like it looks so staged, so weird. Yeah. So
you can always notice in the tone of voice of the person. And I mean, even more when like my videos are very emotional. So it's not a casual conversation, which I think you could maybe reenact if you take some time to try it. But like tears and I mean people finding each other.
Of course, like,
absolutely impossible. You can't do it.
Yeah.
Well, this was so much fun.
Thank you so much.
We never thought you would say yes.
Really?
No. Yeah, it's like
To a lot of things. That's like my life philosophy.
It's your motto.
Saying yes.
Saying yes to things. That's good.
It was a good action towards us. This Thank you so much.
But yeah, thank you so much. It was great like to know you even better.
Yeah. You too.
And yeah, I feel like you're like an amazing human being.
Yeah.
And we are really blessed to have you on this planet.
Thank you so much. You're amazing. Yeah.
You influenced like with your happiness and smile. Like I feel like we are just giggling.
I hope so. I hope it lasts for a long time then.
Thank you. And thank you guys for watching.
Thank you for watching.
Bye.
Bye.